Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. I am so glad to have you with us. Your host this morning, Bob Scrivano, right here on KFBK, 18 years. Glad to have you with us. Had a wonderful, wonderful workshop yesterday. In fact, the last of the year, at least that's my plans. Had a great time, good group of people. We were focused for an hour and a half. They did a lot of work. I actually made them do a lot of work. I think everybody got a lot out of it. We learned a lot together. They're better prepared. And I think one of the things that all of the people at that workshop were semi-amazed at, and I'm not making this up, I think they would agree if they would tell you, is they had no idea how involved it is to take care of someone at the end of life and to provide for them and to make wise decisions and to have a plan. You know, the two basic questions I talk about on this show all the time are who's going to take care of me and how am I going to pay for it? And we expanded on those two themes for an hour and a half with a lot of support materials and all of those kinds of things. And remember, I will come and speak to your group or organization at any time. All you have to do is let me know, and I would be happy to do that. We had a great time. It was intense. They learned a bunch. Lots of them have already begun to act and to begin to understand what it means when I say you have to have a plan. Good morning. Welcome to Assets and Aging and Affording the Future. Again, I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County. I am not securities licensed. Don't want to be. I'm a notary. I do not give tax or legal tax advice. What else? Everything we talk about here is my opinion only. I don't know what else. I cannot build you a house. You know, all the things we have to say, because there are people that listen to this show, folks. You have to believe this. There are organizations and groups that listen to this show just looking for a mistake. This show is under constant, relentless attack because there is an entire industry that does not want, including nonprofits, that does not want you to know what you can do and how you can protect a lifetime's worth of work. I've got all that stuff out of the way. Couple things. If you have not signed up for my newsletter, it's free. How do you sign up for my newsletter? You go to my website. What's my website? Write this down. Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and A-N-D, aging, A-G-I-N-G, .com. assetsandaging.com. There's a place there where you can sign up for my newsletter. You can sign up for an appointment. There'll be information on my upcoming podcast. Our last week's podcast was phenomenal. We talked about preserving the home and protecting the home. I will be doing another podcast this Wednesday at noon. You can get all the information on my podcast by going to my website. I'll be doing them every Wednesday at noon, and there's information there on how you get involved and how you do it. And you can do it from a mobile device. You can do it from your computer. And I haven't decided yet what my subject's going to be this week. I'll take suggestions. So if any of you have any suggestions for a subject, you can email me directly. I monitor those while I'm on the air here. You can email me directly at bob@assetsandaging.com. But I'm leaning toward a couple things, and I'll talk more about that later on. But I'll guarantee you the podcast, we talk about one subject. It's limited to less than 30 minutes. It's intense. You can ask questions. You can get information. And so if you have not listened to one of the podcasts, do it. So sign up for the newsletter, because when and if this radio show ends, that will be, along with the podcast and a couple other things, will be your sole source of information on how to plan for the future and take care of mom and dad and all of those kinds of things. Again, you can also reach me anytime at my office. My phone number is 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. In a little bit, I want to talk about Alzheimer's. But first, as a Christmas present to my listeners, this week and this week only, I will be reducing my fees by 30%. So on documents, on long-term care planning, on planning for how do we pick a facility, how do we take care of mom, I will be not only taking 30% off this week only. You have to come in and see me before Friday. But everyone who comes in to see me and winds up retaining me for help, I will be giving you a Morton's gift certificate. And if you've never been to Morton's, you haven't lived. And that will be my Christmas present to those people who this week are serious about beginning the planning process and are actually willing to get off their butts and come in and see me. So all my fees will be reduced by 30% this week only. And for those of you who decide to actually do something, I will be giving you a Morton's gift certificate. And again, that's only for people who come and see me this week. So if I were you, I would either email me or get on the phone during the break. And if you've been on the fence, this ought to be motivation. You can call me at 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, and get in to see me this week. You can also email me directly at bob@assetsandaging.com and get in to see me this week because it's a great offer and it's a great chance for those of you who have been sitting around and trying to figure out what you wanted to do. I figured if I threw out a little incentive as a holiday gift to everybody, it might motivate some people to act. We're going to take a little break here because I want to come back and I want to talk about dementia a little bit and Alzheimer's a little bit and levels of care. So don't go away. You'll want to stick around, and we'll be back here in just a second on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Don't go away. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Glad to have you with us. Thanks for joining us. Those of you that just called during the break, I will be sure to get back to you right away. Again, remember this week and this week only, for those of you that have been thinking about doing something, I'm going to reduce my fees if you come in and see me this week by 30%. And everyone who winds up developing a plan or for documents or trusts or whatever it is you do, I will be giving you a free gift certificate to Morton's, the steakhouse. If you haven't been there, you can't believe it. I want to talk a little bit about dementia. And I want to talk a little bit about Alzheimer's. And I want to talk a little bit about reality. Let's talk reality. Let's not talk pie in the sky, by and by, and all that stuff. I had someone in my office the other day, and we started talking, and there were some family members there, and then there was an older person there. And as we began to talk, it became clear to me that the older person there, had some dementia. And it was also made clear to me that that person was still driving. And part of the reason for that, and I want to talk about this in the gentlest terms I can, but I want you to pay attention to this, all of you, because we are all going to be impacted by it. Half of all people over age 85 have Alzheimer's. And remember, there are 8 different kinds of dementia. I said Alzheimer's. Half of all people over 85 will develop Alzheimer's. Now, so this person was still driving. And I'm not an attorney, and I don't want to get into the liability of family members who knew that this person was still driving while they had dementia and all that stuff. I want to just talk about the denial of the people that were there. While acknowledging that the older person had some issues, it was plain to me that they really did not understand to what level this person had been impacted cognitively by Alzheimer's or dementia or whatever. And I want to talk about the reality of this, and I want to talk about what it means, and I want to talk about forcing you to begin to deal with this issue that we so work so hard at avoiding. So I began to ask this person some questions. I started out with simple things like, when were you born? The person said, I don't know. I said, how much do you make every month in income? And the person said, well, I don't know that. So then I said, how many children do you have? And the person gave me a number. And I said, what's your oldest child's name? And they gave me a name, but it wasn't their oldest child. It was another child. And I said, what's that child's middle name? And they couldn't tell me. And I asked a couple of, you know, I didn't ask questions about who's the president of the United States. I asked questions about their immediate family. I asked them their home address. They couldn't tell me. Remember, this is someone who's still driving. I then took a piece of paper, and on the piece of paper, I drew three outlines. And I asked them what those three outlines were. And they said, well, they're numbers. And I said, no, they're outlines. What are they? And I pointed to the three outlines. And the three outlines, folks, that I drew were a stop sign, a yield sign, and a railroad crossing sign. And the only one that the person finally got correct was a stop sign. They did not know the other two. My point is this. I'm not picking on this family, folks. They're struggling. They're heartbroken. They're dealing with a tragedy that if you haven't dealt with it, you can't imagine the tragedy. Yeah, I mean, seriously, you can't imagine what it's like if you haven't dealt with it. My point is this. I'm not trying to pick on them. I'm trying to say they're not alone. I will guarantee that there are hundreds of people listening to me right now, if not more, who have someone in their family right now that they're shaking their heads and going, that's my dad, that's my mom, that's my, you know, whatever. And no one wants to admit it. The children don't want to admit it. The grandparents don't want to admit it. The spouse doesn't want to admit it. Nobody wants to deal with it because the 900-pound gorilla in the room is guilt. It's there. You can't make it go away. You can't pretend it doesn't happen. Especially with the holidays coming up, we're really feeling bad that dad doesn't remember Christmas anymore, or mom doesn't remember the grandkids' names as we put up the tree, and mom doesn't remember where she got this ornament, and she doesn't remember whose house they're going to for Christmas dinner, or whatever. I am not trying to be unkind. I am trying to be as, not idealistic, as realistic as I can be. It's a disease that impacts millions and millions of people. It's a disease that never gets better. And it's a disease that goes on, in some cases, seemingly forever. The average, remember, Alzheimer's is actually a fatal disease. Most people don't think of it as that, but it is. And the average time from diagnosis to death is 8 years. Notice I said diagnosis. That doesn't mean that the person hasn't had the disease for years. But from diagnosis to death is 8 years. Very few, less than half the population of the United States even has a will. Half the population of the United States doesn't even want to admit they're going to die, let alone having to deal with someone who has dementia, let alone having to deal with someone who's incapacitated or incompetent. And I want you to say out loud right now, or write on a piece of paper, who is it in your family that that's happening to? Because until we speak the name dementia or Alzheimer's, we will not deal with it. We will pretend that it doesn't exist. I recently read parts of a book, and it's a book on how to pick a good nursing home. And it was a nice book. It was it's a relatively new book. Somebody sent me a link, and so I read an outline of it. They had a free outline. But nowhere in there, it talks about, how do you pick a nursing home? But nowhere in there did it talk about levels of care. I had somebody else come into my office last week, and they were told that one of their parents is at home, and they were told by someone that you should just sell the house and use the money to take care of that person. And I'm thinking, if we sell the house, where are we going to live? You have to start first with identifying what's wrong with mom or dad or grammy or grampy, and then you figure out what's the appropriate level of care, and then you begin to backfill from there and begin to ask the two questions, which are, who's going to take care of this person, and how are we going to pay for it? And if you do not have the answer to those questions in 10 seconds, you have a problem. I asked you all to identify that person in your family who you love, who you know as well as I do is going through this right now, or your neighbor or your cousin or whoever it is. What are you doing about it? What's your plan? I know that a lot of the people that came in yesterday for the workshop, they thought they had a plan. I'll guarantee you when they left, all of them knew that they did not have a plan. Things that they thought they had done or were going to have to deal with weren't complete, and things they never ever thought they were going to have to deal with, they were stunned at what really happens when we start to deal with someone with Alzheimer's or dementia or some kind of incapacity. It's a serious, real issue. Who's it happening to in your family? Are you willing to take the time? I know it's a busy holiday season and we don't want to interrupt online shopping or the mall. But are you willing to take an hour out of a day to begin to plan the life of that person and how they're going to be taken care of and where they're going to be taken care of and who's going to do it? Are the right documents in place? Are there care contracts in place? Is there money in place? Do we know who's going to do what? Do we know how? Do we know all the things that we need to know? Is there an actual plan, or are we flying by the seat of our pants? 800-999-8007. Get in to see me. If you get in to see me this week, the appointment is free, and any of my fees, if we do something, I will take 30% off. And you'll get a gift certificate to Morton's. You don't have to come in. You have to decide if you're just going to keep pretending that it's all going to be okay, or are we going to be able to finally make the decision that mom is not doing better, grandma is not doing better, my spouse is not doing better, and we need to begin to deal with this in a real way. Is it hard? Yes. It's harder than you can imagine. And the hardest step is the first one. You know, there's the old saying, the trip of 1,000 miles begins with one step. Well, this is it. You've got the trip of 1,000 miles facing you, maybe years. Are you willing to take the first step to begin to make a difference in your family's life? Are you willing to confront a problem that is not going to get better? Are you willing to begin to make hard decisions? We're going to take a break in a minute. It's a great chance for you to go to the phone, give me a call, and we'll arrange a time to get in and see me. 800-999-8007. This show is not going to be on forever. I'm not going to be around forever. You have a chance to make a difference in your life and the life of your family. Take it. Take advantage of the chance now. Go to the phone, call 800-999-8007. That's my phone. Leave me a message. I'll get the message and I'll call you back. But take the step today to protect what you've worked a lifetime for. We'll be back in just a minute. Well, I'm back, and welcome back to Assets and Aging Affording the Future. By the way, I've decided, don't forget my podcast this Wednesday. I just decided on the topic for the podcast this Wednesday. Again, if you haven't listened to my podcast, they're great. They're less than 30 minutes. They're at noon on Wednesday, and then they will be rebroadcast on my webpage every week, so you can go listen to them later on. You won't be able to ask questions, but you can go listen to them. How do you get it on my podcast? Go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, and it will tell you how to do it on the opening page. And my subject this week, I just decided during the break, are going to be, how do we pick the appropriate care? How do we decide if home care is appropriate, or assisted living, or a nursing home, or a caregiver, or a child, or how do we pick, which is the basis for everything, by the way, is what's the appropriate level of care? How do we make that decision? You know, we all know mom is failing a little bit. Well, everybody thinks, you know, we go directly to a nursing home. No, there are all kinds of levels of care. And we'll talk a little bit, not only about levels of care, but government benefits that might be available to help pay for those levels of care. And that will be the podcast this Wednesday, so you're going to want to watch, listen to that. Again, you can do it on any mobile device or computer. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com. It will start promptly at noon on Wednesday, so you can listen to it during your lunch hour. Plug in some headphones. Nobody will know. And again, if you have an aging relative or family member, you'll want to do that. In addition, for everyone who signs up for an appointment this week, I am going to give you three reports that I normally charge $25 for. And those three reports are a sample agenda for a family conference, an outline, a white paper on can the state of California take my home, and another white paper on the road that leads to home. So those of you that come in and see me this week, on top of getting a reduction in fees and some other things, it's Christmas. And my Christmas sale is on. So if you've been on the fence, now's a good time. I want to talk for a minute about something else. I want to talk about another thing that I have that I use all the time. And I've talked about this before. But I have an outline on what are the things you need to know if you're dealing with a loved one who has dementia or whatever. Let me just go through some of these. Now, let's assume for a minute that we're talking about your mom. It could be your dad. It could be your spouse. And let's assume for a minute that that person can't answer questions, either because of dementia or they've had a stroke or whatever. And so you have to be able to know the answers to all of the following questions. By the way, it's a page long. But let me just go through some of them. And then you tell me whether or not you would know the answers to these, pardon me, if something happened to your mom or dad and they couldn't. Okay, here we start. How many bank accounts do they have? I just met with someone that they thought, the family thought they had three. They had 14 bank accounts. How many bank accounts are there? How many brokerage accounts are there? Are there stocks? Are there bonds? Are there IRAs? Are there 401ks? Are there life insurance policies? Are there annuities? Are there pensions? Are there other financial instruments like, you know, savings bonds or whatever, or products? Can you tell me today what your mom or dad or that your spouse or that person you're caring for has? If you can't tell me today, you have a problem. Who's the owner of all the above? Again, on one of the accounts that we went through with the family I was just talking about, only one spouse was the owner. One spouse had opened an account and nobody knew about it. Who can sign on the accounts? Are you sure? What are the amounts in the accounts? What companies? What banks? Who's the beneficiary of all of the above? Who can close accounts? Who can open accounts? Who can change accounts? Who can change owners? Is there a pension? What pension options are available? Who gets your pension? Who gets your IRA? For instance, on a lot of cases we see, dad has had a stroke, mom has an IRA. Guess who the beneficiary of mom's IRA is? Dad. And we see this all the time. On IRAs in particular, in 401ks, there's no alternate beneficiary. It's just the other spouse. Who gets them when you die? And what are the tax implications of all of the above? Do you know the answers to all of these? That's why people come in and sit down And that's part of what constitutes a plan. I'm going to go on for a minute. What documents do you have? Do your family know about them? Kids, do you know what documents your mom and dad have? Is there a will? Is there a trust? What kind? Is it revocable or irrevocable? Who's the trustee? Who's the trustee today? Who's the trustee tomorrow? Who's the trustee at death or disability? Who can amend or revoke the trust? Does the trust protect assets from claims, lawsuits, Medi-Cal, or hostile family members? Who are the beneficiaries of the documents? Have you excluded anyone for personal or family reasons? Does your trust or do your documents deal not only with the issues of dying, but also the issues of frailty? Understand, those are two different issues. Do your documents deal with all of those things? Do you have powers of attorney? What kind? Are they immediate or springing? If you don't know, you better. Are there property health cares? Are in property powers of attorney, health care powers of attorney, or both? What do they say? Are they HIPAA compliant? Can you use those documents to create, amend, or revoke a trust? Can you make unlimited gifts? Can you make funeral arrangements? Can you sign arbitration or mediation agreements? Can you close, open, or change financial, brokerage, IRA, pensions, life insurance policies, annuities, and other accounts? So when, remember, the two questions are who's going to take care of me and how am I going to pay for it? When you begin to expand those questions, you have to know the answers to all the things that I'm going through right now. You absolutely have to know the answers. Can you sell a home? Can you rent a home? Can you collect rents? Can you deal with a mortgage, including a reverse mortgage? Can you apply for government benefits, including Medicare, Medi-Cal, and the VA? Can you donate organs? Can you make end-of-life decisions? Can you file disability claims? Can you exclude hostile family members from information? Can you make decisions about palliative care? I don't know what that is, Bob. You better find out. Can you make funeral arrangements and plans? What kind? Can you pick a casket or an urn? Can you open or close a grave or niche? Can you arrange for memorial service? Can you deal with an autopsy? Who has drug allergies and do we know? Can you make care decisions? Can you pick a facility? Can you sign a contract? Can you pay for care? Can you hire or fire the caregiver? Can you enter into contracts? Can you pay yourself as a caregiver? Is there a care contract? Can you sign arbitration agreements? My point is, when we begin to look at taking care of someone who's beginning to fail, it's not enough to say, "Don't worry, Mom, I'll take care of you." Don't worry, honey, I'll take care of you. Because most people have no idea the subsets that are involved in that decision. If you haven't made a plan, if you haven't thought this through, this is a great time to do it. Give me a call, 800-999-8007. It's simple. Just go to the phone during the break and make a phone call. Leave me a message. I'll call you back. 800-999-8007. For those of you who've already called, I'll be calling you back. Get in to see me. Bring the family. If you're dealing with someone that can't get to me within reason, I'll go to you. This is important stuff. And if you want to give somebody in your family a real Christmas present, give them the present of certainty of how and what you want in your life if you become infirmed, if you become frail, if you can't take care of yourself. Make sure you have the tools to take care of your mom and your dad. Get involved. Make hard decisions. Be brave. It's easy to say, "Well, I don't want to put this burden on my children." Your children are the ones that are going to have the burden. Have you given them the tools to be able to make wise decisions? We're going to take a little break. Be back in just a second. Don't go away, right here on Assets and Aging. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Again, for all of you who've called in, I'll get back to you. For those of you that sent me emails, I'll get back to you. Don't forget my podcast this Wednesday. I'm going to be talking about how do you pick a caregiver, what's the appropriate level of care, and what government benefits are available. The podcast will start Wednesday at noon sharp. You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and sign up. And for those of you that are on my newsletter, I'll be sending out a reminder newsletter probably Monday with the subject matter and how to sign up. If you are not on my free newsletter, you can go to sign up on my webpage, assetsandaging.com, or you can send me an email directly at bob@assetsandaging.com. I want to talk from my heart for a little bit. When I tell you that this show is under constant attack, I'm not making this up, folks. I wish I could tell you all the stuff that goes on, but I can't. I don't know how long I'll be on. I don't know how long I'm going to live. I'm getting older. I don't know how. But here's one thing I know for certain. If I drop dead tomorrow, if this show went off the air tomorrow, there would still be people who have dementia for next year and the year after and the year after. There would still be people who become frail. There will still be people who cannot take care of themselves. And for 18 years on the radio program, I have been begging people to take this seriously. I wish I could go back and take all of my clients and put them in a large room and put a microphone in front of them and have them tell you how, number one, surprised they all were when it happened. And then have them tell you that the following, we never, and some of you that are clients can finish this sentence, we never, ever in our wildest imagination thought it would be this fill in the blank. And the blank is difficult. We love our mom. We love our dad. I love my spouse. I never thought it would be this hard. I never thought I would feel this guilty. I never thought this could be anywhere near possibly this upsetting. I never in my wildest dreams thought that this could happen. Not to me, not to my family. I took good care of myself. I didn't smoke. My dad didn't smoke. He jogged every day. He did whatever. And all of a sudden, dad can't remember his grandkids' names. And it's heartbreaking and it's crushing and we ignore it at our peril. It is happening in your families. It is happening to your neighbors. It is happening to your friends. And we ignore it because we hope it will go away. And it's not going to go away. If I'm not here tomorrow, people will continue to struggle with this issue. If this show's not here tomorrow, people will continue to struggle. For the next 40, my children will struggle with it. Your children and grandchildren will struggle with it as they age. The aging process is not going to go away. The frailty and the things that come with that are not going to go away. I can't do anything about 30 years from now. What I can try to do is plead with you to begin to get involved in your families before it's too late, before the money's gone, before everyone turns around and finds out that a lifetime's worth of work has been flushed down the drain because we didn't pay attention and we never thought it was going to happen to us. I am passionate about this issue. It gets me in a lot of trouble. I will continue to be passionate about this issue as long as I can. You have to understand there are a lot of people who make a lot of money by making sure you don't know. A lot of money. There are a lot of groups and organizations who want you to be purposefully ignorant so that you will have to go then do stuff after the fact that costs a ton of money. There are lots and lots of groups and organizations who have a vested interest in this. Medi-Cal, the state of California, other organizations, other nonprofits. I can just go on forever and ever and ever. You have a chance to make a difference in your family's life. It starts with a phone call or an email or getting involved and paying attention and being willing to make the hard decisions. I spoke earlier in the show about a family that came in and they knew that the loved one, the older person, had some cognitive issues, But when I started asking questions, they had no idea. And one of them began to cry because they had ignored the issue. The other children who weren't there had ignored the issue and were not only jeopardizing the elder's life, but any person that they were going to hurt while driving, while not knowing what a railroad crossing sign meant. I know it's hard to get involved. Parents, I know you say you don't want to be a burden on your children. Be a burden, because you're going to stick them with the decisions that circumstance are going to make, and you're not going to have given them the tools to make wise decisions. Children, you have to get involved in your parents' lives. You're the ones that are going to be making the decisions for them. It's not optional. It's not something we get to think about. It's not something that we need to, that we allow guilt to overcome, and we stick our heads in the sand and say, well, I don't know, this is a really uncomfortable subject. I can't talk about this. It's just too uncomfortable. I can't talk about this. You have to talk about it, because it's happening whether you talk about it or not. You have to talk about it. You have to be honest about mom and dad or your spouse or your grammy or your grampy. You have to look at the world in which they exist and say, is it getting smaller and smaller and smaller? Is it getting better and better and better, or worse and worse and worse? And how can I deal with this? And what are the tools that I need to deal with this? I know as Christmas comes, we get turkeys on our mind, and we get Christmas presents and the trees, and the mall is filled, and how can we go spend a lot of money on junk that a year from now won't matter? What will matter for a lifetime, as families, are we prepared to deal with the stuff that is going to befall us? How many people have you ever heard after someone died say, he died so young, it was so unexpected? Last time I checked, death is pretty much a certainty. And yet we still deny its existence. Old age is a certainty. And the things that go with it are a certainty. 800-999-8007. Begin to make a difference. 800-999-8007. We'll see you at the podcast. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Have a great day. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.